Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
In one of the more closely watched congressional races in Massachusetts, 9th District incumbent Democratic Congressman Bill Keating faces a stiff challenge from Republican John Chapman. We'll hear from Keating in a few minutes. But first, John Chapman is an attorney who served in the Reagan White House and the Romney administration, including a stint in the Securities and Exchange Commission. And he claims Keating is failing on issues of jobs, immigration, and health care. Chapman spoke with WBUR's Deborah Becker about why the atmosphere is right for the 9th District to elect a Republican for the first time in four decades.
You know, it's not a Republican-Democrat issue for me. I think people are wanting to see change. I think they are feeling the country is headed in the wrong direction, and they're interested to hear a new message.
And the message is what?
We need to change the direction we're going. We need to have representation down in Washington, someone that's going to be listening to the people in the district, who understands the needs of the district. I believe my opponent, Bill Keating, has been invisible from the district and has been an ineffective legislator.
You've talked about that several times, about your opponent saying that Congressman Keating hasn't been visible. And your campaign got into a bit of a flap over a video that was on your website asking people if they knew who the congressman in this district was. And apparently one of the folks in the video who was asked about that was a man who's mentally disabled, and you've since taken that video down from your website. What happened there?
Just the other night, it came to my attention at the WATD radio debate that this gentleman was the stepson of one of the reporters, and he is someone that has some disabilities. I don't say it was a flap. I think that the intent of the video was to express the message and the sentiment that I've been hearing throughout the district, is that Congressman Keating has been invisible and he has been ineffective. My oldest brother is disabled himself, so I'm very sensitive to those issues, and that's why we took it down.
Were the folks in that video, the folks featured in that video, was that vetted at all by the campaign, or how did that work?
Each of the individuals who was in the video signed a consent form. I had the benefit of actually reviewing the unedited roles. There was nothing from what I viewed that concerned me. The reason we pulled the video is because I thought it was the right thing to do.
In terms of effectiveness of Congressman Keating, or ineffectiveness, what issue do you point to, or lack of issue do you point to, where you think he's been least effective or most ineffective?
Well, you can certainly look to the numbers of bills that he has filed. He's been only a lead sponsor on four bills, and only one of those bills actually passed, which was renaming a post office in Sagamore Beach. I would like to see him as a leader in job creation. He does have a 0% rating from the National Federation of Independent Businesses, which tells me that 100% of the time he is voting against the interests of small business. He has a 100% rating from the SEIU. It tells you where his interests are focused. We should be focusing on small business. It's the backbone of our economy.
One of the ways that Congressman Keating has been visible, at least in the past year and a half or so, is on the Homeland Security Committee and investigating the Boston Marathon bombing. Is there something that you would have done differently?
Well, when you say visible, he does sit on the Homeland Security Committee. But I think of other instances, most recently with the consideration of Joint Base Cape Cod as a housing facility for young illegals. And I think he should have been a voice for the district. I actually wrote a letter to Governor Patrick opposing it because of the lack of transparency and because there was no discussion and open discussion with the local towns. I also offered a suggestion to the governor, which I thought he should be federalizing or mobilizing our National Guard, moving them down to assist in the southern border. Before we can have meaningful immigration reform, I believe we need to secure our borders first and foremost.
Why do we need Massachusetts National Guard members, do you think?
If illegal immigration is impacting a state, I believe a state has an obligation to contribute to the source of the problem.
One of the other things that you've spoken about in regards to Congressman Keating is about the debt ceiling and spending cuts. If you had to make spending cuts and you were in that position, where would you cut?
Well, it's interesting. I came across a GAO audit recently, and it identified $200 billion of redundant federal programs. I think that would be a good place to begin. Certainly aspects of Obamacare. There are so many examples of reckless government spending. If we're going to raise the debt ceiling, we have to make sure that along with it comes substantial cuts.
I'm wondering if you could tell me what original proposal you think you have for the 9th District.
Well, certainly I think what we have to do is focus on jobs and the economy. The one way to bring job growth to the district is to have business and the education institutions like community colleges work together. And I think I would look to business to identify where there are some gaps in workforce training. And we make sure that the colleges or the Voc Tech high schools get those programs in place. I believe that would create opportunity for businesses to grow and to add jobs.
That was 9th District Congressional candidate John Chapman, a Republican. And now Democratic incumbent Bill Keating, who says he isn't worried about his prospects after recent polls that showed him a few points behind and then 5 points ahead of Chapman. He says his campaign's internal polls show him with a double-digit lead, but he told WBUR's Deborah Becker good turnout at the voting booths will be key to his reelection.
These are volatile times, and polls are differing all over the state. The more people that get out, I have greater confidence that we'll do better.
Your opponent says that you've been invisible and ineffective. He says you haven't sponsored much legislation since you've been in office, and he takes issue with that. How do you respond?
Well, he knows better, because our last debate, I corrected him on it. I've sponsored 15 bills, 3 of them become law, much more than the average. Some of that's legislation included in other bills. Besides the 3, I've had several things pass the House. Also, what I think he fails to understand is this. I've had bills that went to the floor and weren't successful in this very difficult Congress that we have that's passed the lowest bills in the history of Congress, and I didn't stop there. For instance, there was a bill to protect a national security job right on Joint Base Cape Cod, 141 jobs. I was able to go to the Air Force and get that done even without legislation after it was voted down on the floor. We're able to get jobs centered for companies like Hydroid and Bourne because we worked hard on making sure that Woods Hole was getting grants, that UMass Dartmouth was getting grants. We are truly building a marine regional industry center right here in the South Coast, Cape Cod in the islands, and the South Shore.
You mentioned how difficult it is to get things done in the current climate. And your opponent says that he's bipartisan, and he says your record has been more partisan. What do you point to say that you haven't necessarily been partisan?
Well, when the Boston Globe endorsed me, they said my opponent disqualifies himself because of his very radical economic stance. Not raising the debt ceiling, which led to the government shutdown, is government failure at its worst. And that's partisan politics.
Your opponent also brought up immigration and the suggestion that had been made earlier this year about possibly putting young undocumented immigrants on Cape Cod. He said that he was opposed to that idea and felt that you did not take a strong enough position on it. Why don't you remind listeners what your position was and what happened there?
There's a real contrast with the two of us. He shot off a letter to the governor, had a press conference. I went back to work and met with the people that are running the program and found out that they were taking another approach, and it's an approach that made much greater sense. It was an approach to use the existing inventory of groups like Catholic Charities and all these groups that actually shelter children, and the taxpayers don't pay the overhead for that. They're saving money, and it's much more appropriate for the children. The bill he supports would take frontline defenders, and it's been publicly reported in the papers that as we speak and as people listen to this, on Joint Base Cape Cod through satellites, they're monitoring the activities and tracking ISIS, al-Nusra, all these groups. They're doing that to give frontline information and defense. In the Marathon bombing, our National Guard was there immediately. When we have a natural disaster, a storm here, they're our first line of defense there too. He wants to take them away from that function and place them on the Texas border. Now, under law, these people can't hold a gun and can't arrest anyone. They don't do anything but cost us $700 million.
Another issue that your opponent has brought forward is your record on economic development, I guess, jobs and Obamacare and how that's affected the business climate.
Also, he's citing a political group. People on the radio might have heard him, 0% from small business, from the NFIB. The NFIB is a Tennessee-registered organization funded by Karl Rove and Crossroads, funded by the Koch brothers. That's a political organization, and he's misleading the public.
That's 9th District Congressman Bill Keating speaking with WBUR's Deborah Becker.